Welcome to Shomar Shova on the Daf Shir sponsor Linishpas and Biak Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf Ayin. The Gemara in Mudalef, towards the end of the Agatas, have to do with Rifus. The Gemara brings that Seudoscho Shana'oscho Mimeno, a Seudo that you enjoy, Meshoich Yotcho Himeno. Try to avoid enjoying it and filling up yourself. As Rashi says, Shelo Temale et Kreischo. And this is a point that the Rishonim already bring, that one of the avodas that a person should do is when he sits and eats and he's already enjoying what he's eating, he should not fill himself completely. He should not fulfill completely his taiva. Rabbi Yoino in Yeshuva, sorry, the Tshuva quotes the Ravid that says that a person cannot do a tainis, he's not able to fast, which is darkei Tshuva, especially in the early generation. What he should do instead is, adirabah, he should eat meat, drink wine, because the yechem hasho'osu toyo, you don't have to add a yisuri of toyo. But what he should do is, when he eats, he should not eat fully. He should do the kovoy that boire, that he's not going to fulfill his taivis completely. And this is better than a taivis once in a while, because here every single day when he eats, he remembers the Kadosh Baruch Hu when he eats. And the Ravid L'chur that he's quoting is the Ravid in Baalei HaNefesh and Shaar HaKedusha, where he speaks about this in length. And then he says that that's the best way to overcome the Yetzirah. Because if you give the Yetzirah everything that's allowed, what the Yetzirah will do is then he's going to try to push you to do something which is not allowed. So you stop him before. You don't give him everything that's allowed. The Menil, the stoppage, comes before you get to something which is Aser. And then when he's trying to push you to do something else, so you say, look, even Davar Mutter, I didn't do it fully. So Koshka and Davar also I should not do. And this is brought down already in the Mogen Avraham on Shulchan Aruch. The Mogen Avraham brings the Siman Tafku Fine Aleph, the Kosu Sefer Musar, the Be'emtza Achilosa, middle of the meal. Bo'itshu Mis'av V'lechu, when a person has a taiva to eat, Yimshech Yodo Yimeno, he doesn't eat fully, Zenich Shavlo L'Siguf Godo. That is a suffering which is great, which is accepted, and brings a person to do tshuva. The Chidah, and some of the Sfarim, one of the places at Tziporin Shamir, he brings that a person who does that, that is Mehani L'Yoyislo Kaparo. And Adirabah, a person this way, not only enjoys his food, but he is also able to accomplish what a Tainis does. Tainis is a person is preventing himself from eating. Here he's eating, but the fact he's not eating fully, his full taiva. That in itself is said to be that he's doing both. He's eating and he has the siguf, which is like the tainis. And just to add to this, two more nekudos, the Ein Elio over here in the sugya brings, that this is the pshat by Rebbe. Because the Gemara never does Zohar on the Fidal says, the Rebbe and the Antoninus, they never were missing from their table, l'tznoim v'loi chazeres, meaning they had all the food in the world and everything they need on their table. So Toiz asks, but it says in the Gemara in Ksuvis that a Rebbe, when he died, he picked up his fingers to Shemayim and said, I did not enjoy the world at all. So what's the point of having so much food on his table if he doesn't enjoy the world? So Toiz said he gave the food to other people. Says Dan Elio, based on what we just learned, says Dan Elio, he knows the Maila of Rebbe, not that he didn't bring food to the table. He brought the food to the table, but he did not enjoy the food. That is the biggest avoid on the taiva. The food is in front of you, and you're eating already, but you don't fully eat it. You don't enjoy it completely. And you stop yourself from fulfilling your taiva. That is the biggest siguf. That is something which is a real avoid, and that's the avoid that we learn from our sugyo. That's what avoid of Rebbe is. And the last point is what's brought down the Kaf HaChaim to Rab Chaim Palaji. That he brings our Gemara and he adds that not only during the weekday a person can do this, but even on Shabbos. Because this is not considered to be a real inui. You're not allowed to be misaneh on Shabbos. A person is not fasting on Shabbos. He is not fasting. He's eating and drinking. But he's not eating and drinking fully. That's an avoid that a person can do even on Shabbos. And he brings a riot to this from the Avud Yoram. The Avud Yoram says, what's the reason we have three meals on Shabbos? It's very hard to teach Shalashuddhis. The third meal, a person is very full. But that will cause a person that doing his early meal on Shabbos, he won't eat so much. And by the fact that he's going to be overcoming his Yetzer, all his Seudos of Shabbos will be L'Shem Mitzvah. And he will be considered Koivish his Yetzer by doing the meals of Shabbos this way. So says the Kaf HaChaim, you see from here, that even on Shabbos, a person can use this idea of not eating fully, not even Kol Ta'avasoy, this Maila can even be used on Shabbos. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.